witnessed waves of Syrian refugees. Millions of people from all ages and backgrounds have found safe harbor in Turkey. Almost 800,000 Syrian children go to schools in Turkey. Millions of Syrians also benefit our health services. Turkey spared no effort in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and to protect the most vulnerable groups, including the refugees and asylum seekers. We call the international community to ensure fair and equitable delivery of vaccines in line with the UN Security Council Resolution 2585. My dear friend High Commissioner Grandi has recently been to Turkey. He visited our southern cities bordering Syria and observed once again our efforts towards Syrians firsthand. Dear colleagues, the challenges in our region are not limited to Syria. Afghanistan has become the major focus of the international community. Humanitarian situation is only getting worse while more than half of the Afghan population need assistance. The urgent task of addressing the needs of the Afghan people before the onset of harsh Afghan winter is awaiting us. We support UN efforts to provide humanitarian assistance to people in Afghanistan and in neighboring countries. Over the weekend, Turkish Red Crescent also sent aid to Afghanistan. Urgent assistance will certainly improve the living conditions there. But these efforts would prevent greater humanitarian crisis and refugee flows only to a certain extent. Hosting more than 4 million refugees, Turkey has reached the limits of its capacity. We cannot shoulder any additional burden. On the other hand, externalization of asylum seekers, pushbacks, or shifting international responsibilities to third countries are the new unacceptable trends. Those practices undermine the international protection mechanism at the 70th anniversary of the 1951 Geneva Convention. We have seen a significant number of pushback cases on land and at the sea from Greece for several years. The case numbers have continued to increase under total impunity and reached to 90,000 over the last 4 years. We appreciate several calls by the UNHCR to put an end to these practices. Needless to say, the protection of refugees and asylum seekers is the responsibility of the international community. Therefore, we need to come together to find real-time solutions for equitable burden sharing, effective international cooperation, and developing a global response. We are faced with an urgent global challenge. It cannot be shouldered by one country alone. There is a need for a new vision and perspective owned by the entire international community. We have to unite to address this challenge effectively. Ladies and gentlemen, an example of the international community coming together to help refugees and host countries was the Global Compact on Refugees. The compact was an important step forward. Our president co-chaired the Global Refugee Forum in 2019. Forthcoming high-level officials meeting in December will be a good opportunity to monitor implementation of the pledges made by the donors. There are also issues that need to be looked at. For example, cash assistance programs are important to support refugee hosting countries. However, they do not provide durable or sustainable solutions. As the representative of the largest refugee hosting country, I should suggest working on the development of the return procedures. Once the UNHCR repatriation rules and procedures are met, we must take initiatives for voluntary, safe, and dignified return of the refugees. We believe many of these people are ready to return to their homes if security conditions are guaranteed. Thank you very much.